A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June the 3rd, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the future of U.S.-Zimbabwe relations.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the future of U.S.-Zimbabwe relations.
The U.S. Subcommittee on Africa, Global Health, Global Human Rights and International Organizations is currently in session discussing the future of U.S.-Zimbabwe relations. Panelists testifying at the hearing are Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Africa, Shannon Smith, Executive Director Ben Frith of the Michael Campbell Foundation, and Regional Program Director for Africa, Imani Countess of the Solidarity Center.
Chairman of the subcommittee, Christopher Smith, said on the hearing, and I quote, "The United States has experienced a troubled relationship with the Southern African nation of Zimbabwe from its founding in 1980 until today. President Robert Mugabe has ruled through repressive tactics since he rose to power. This hearing will examine current U.S. policy and look ahead to what the post-Mugabe landscape might look like."
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join us right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Those that are using Skype, they can, who are using WhatsApp, they can send us a message right now on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah,
ngakunjalo futhi. Onguka ama dzadiwa nasi tida kuti tinge tichitarisa nezvekudyidzana kuripo pakati pe Zimbabwe ne America. Tinozova kuti America yakatemera vamwe vakuru vemuhurumende zvirango. Vachitiwo vari kutyora kodzero dzevanhu asi nekune rimwe rutivi. Hurumende inoti America inenge iri kupindira pahondo yayo neBritain. Ichitiyo Britain haina kufara pakatorwa minda yanga ine varimi vachena ichipiwa vanhu vatema. Asi nhasi chiri kuitika ndechekuti pane komiti yemuno muAmerica inoona nezvekodzero dzevanhu iri kuzeya remangwana reZimbabwe neAmerica munyaya dzezvekudyidzana, Gibbs.
Yebombe zulukandaba lingalithola njani thina ngapha lo Blessing, hayi sisadonsa kancane. Ye esikhuluma ngakho ke lamhlanje sibona khonoku okwenzakala ngapha eMelika endaweni ke okuthiwa iCapitol Hill. Siyakwazi lapho ke okuhlangana khona abantu abakudale leCongress. Lapha bakhuluma khona ngobudlelwano beZimbabwe leUnited States. Esikwaziyo nje kathesi Blessing ukuthi kulama sanctions kube ngithi izijezo zenoto ezafakelwa uMongameli Robert Mugabe labanye bakhe. Besethezwa icala lokuthi kungani abahambisi kuhle ukhetho kwele Zimbabwe njalo lokunye okuhluphayo. Ye, okuza kukhangelwa kakhulu ukuthi kambe kungenziwani ukuthi kumbe kugcina kube lobudlelwano obungcono kumbe kuyahlala kunjalo. Sifuna ukuzwa ngani zulukandaba ukuthi kambe nali kubona njani khonokho. Ye, silabo abafowethu abakhona ngale Congress. Siloke uNtukameli Nkomo kuzobuya ke uJonga Kanemiri bakhona ngale bakhangela ukuthi kuhamba njani Congress. Sikhuluma kunje.
Of course meeting is about start the congressional hearing. Of course, we'll hear from our reporters who are at that particular hearing. And I think, Gibbs, we have our first guest so far. That is a human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, good evening. Oh, I we are having a problem connecting with Mr. Mavinga, but I think we have Mr. David Monyae, an independent political analyst based in South Africa. Mr. Monyae, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us.
You're most welcome.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs, maybe you can start the ball rolling.
Mr. Monyae, what do you think about the discussion that is going on today, right now at the Congress in USA? You know, they are discussing this kind of U.S.-Zimbabwe relations. What do you think about that kind of deliberations?
I think it's something way overdue. I think there are a number of issues. Just to reflect back a bit, when President Obama came into power way back, one of the major issues, major trip to Ghana as well as Egypt, the speeches that he made, he emphasized one thing and one thing that we should all remember. He said he is going to reconsider those leaders who will change and bring democratic or move toward democratic path. I think it is within that context that regardless of problems in Zimbabwe, whether economic or political, things are not as perfect as they should, but there has been registered positive movement in a limited way. The elections were held, and there has been a gradual relaxation in terms of certain tough laws and changes here and there, which move towards democracy. And therefore, I think it is in the same token, in the same way that the U.S. has to respond, gradually moving away from your hard stand sanction, in line with what the European Union is doing in terms of relaxing sanctions. So I think I see the discussions starting that kind of conversation.
But it appears there is pressure on the European Union actually to reconsider that position, because human rights groups in Zimbabwe are saying the situation is actually deteriorating. We have a human rights activist, Itai Dzamara, who was abducted on March 9. Nothing is, no one has heard from him since then. There are by-elections, and there are reports of violence and other complaints. The constitution, though the people voted for the constitution, nothing has been done to align the laws with the constitution.
I think pressure should be exerted, but let's face it. As much as the Cuba move, the U.S. is aware that you can't stick to one policy that is not bringing positive results. The bigger question I have for the very same human rights people is that for how long should the U.S. or any other Western country pursue a policy that is not bringing any positive results? I think that is a question that they need to deal with. There is a need to use other instruments, to use other way of registering or achieving the same strategic objectives of attaining democracy in Zimbabwe. And the movements, the policies of the past decades haven't been working in our view. So that's one point. My second point, it has to do with the very same, that you can't really go on punishing the entire nation based on one man, an old man. I think one has to move from that. I think you need to have certain milestones to say at this stage, certain stages, certain phases have been reached, and therefore let's reduce sanctions to this level. And if you meet the next level, you change the law as you put it, then we relax the next. But something must happen. We can't stay with the same story that is not taking the people of Zimbabwe and the continent forward. Finally, it is also in the U.S. interest to do that. U.S. cannot live on democracy alone. It's a country that is also battling with issues with interest, economy, and there's a lot of competition. There are other players that are moving and have much more influence than the U.S. So for it to maintain its influence in Zimbabwe, it ought to do what it is doing as we speak.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Monyai. Interesting argument there. And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the future of U.S.-Zimbabwe relations. And our first guest is Mr. David Monyai. Tomboenda ku Congress, kune mutori wedu wenhau, Jonga Kandemiri. Jonga, wakadi? Jonga? Uri kundinzwa here, Jonga? Jonga, ungatudza kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei? Vanhu vatanga here kuzeya nenyaya yekudyidzana kweZimbabwe neAmerica?
Aiwa, vanhu havasati vatanga kuzeya nyaya yezvese, asi vanhu vaungana vauya vakawanda vari kuda kuteerera pamwe nekupa pfungwa dzavo pamusoro penyaya yekuda kukurukurwa. Chikuru chirikutakura kwamaita vateereri neye vari kuona inyaya yekuti nyaya yekuda kukurukurwa pano ndeye ukama hweZimbabwe neAmerica pane ranhasi, zuva ranhasi uye ramangwana. Zimbabwe yakanga isina mutungamiri paRobert Mugabe, vanenge vachitarisa kuti ukama hunenge hwakaita sei, asi havasati vazivikana kuti vanenge vachitarisira ukama kubva kune vemapato ezvematongerwo enyika anopikisa hurumende yavamugabe here kana kuti bato ravamugabe rinenge ririro riri kuenderera mberi nekutonga asi vamugabe vasiseuma.
Pane vamwe here vauya vamakwanisa kunge muchimbotaura navo kana kuti muchiri makangomira?
Tambozeyawo zvedu nevamwe vatiinavo vesine chitsvarwa cheZimbabwe muzvare Gladys Sachiwayo vari pano, tambozeyawo navo vachitaurawo kutaiwa. Zvinotarisira kuti chikuru chaitwa pano zvichasunungura zvinhu mamiriro akaita nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika kuZimbabwe, nekuti dzimwe nguva kutambura kuri kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe kunogona kuti kuchirerutswa kubva muhurukuro dzakadai, chinhu chaati chinhu chakanaka zvikuru kuti paitwe hurukuro dzakadai.
Ko, pane vamwewo here vabva kumuzinda weZimbabwe vauya apa?
Hongu, kwauya mutevedzeri wemumiriri weZimbabwe muno muAmerica, vatingati Deputy Ambassador Vachibuwe, pamwe chete nevanoonawo nezvekukwidzana kweZimbabwe nevamwe vari muno vamasika vatingati consular, vari muno zvakare. Ndaonawo zvakare vaBen Frist varimo, mumwe wevanhu vari kutarisirwa kukurukura pamusangano iwoyo kana kuti pahurukuro iyoyi. Ndinoiva vazhinji vanoziva vaFrist semurimi wechichena anove mumwe wevanhu vanoti vakatorerwa minda yavo nehurumende yeZimbabwe vari kuzunun'una. Ndaonawo zvakare Profesa Stanford Mukasa vasvikawo, hatanisa ndaona hangu mukana wekukurukura navo, notarisirwa ndichakurukura navo tichingowo maonero avo nemafambiro anenge aitiita.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Jonga.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Blessing, tichiramba tichikupai zvekuitwa kuno.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru hongu. Gibbs kutaura kuri kuita Jonga ari kuCongress uko. Musangano wacho unenge wati nonokei kutanga, vanga vachifanira kuti ungochitanga iwo na2 wopera na5, asi vanenge vati nonokei zvavo kuti unge uchitanga. And for the benefit of our guests and also our listeners and viewers, I think what our reporter there at the Congress is saying is there has been a delay. The meeting was supposed to start at 2 and end at around 5, but the meeting, of course, is yet to start. But he is saying that many people turned up for this hearing. So we'll hear from our reporter, Jonga Kandemiri, later on when the meeting starts. And interestingly, he is saying Zimbabwe's deputy ambassador to the United States of America is also present at this hearing. So are other senior officials from Zimbabwe's embassy in America. Gibbs.
I'm told, Blessing, that we are now connected to Mr. Tewa Mavinga, who is a human rights activist, or let me say lawyer, and is based in, is it Johannesburg?
Now he is in London at the moment.
In London. Yes. Mr. Mavinga, good evening and welcome to the program.
Evening, my brother Gibbs. How are you? And Blessing, how are you in D.C.?
We are very fine, our brother. So now we've got Mr. David Monyai here, who is actually saying that, you know, the United States cannot live on democracy alone. there are certain issues that it has to look at as well, you know, when it, you know, looks at Zimbabwe. So one of the issues he says, you know, this hard stance on Zimbabwe concerning sanctions may be missing the point. What is your view on that?
Well, my view is that the U.S. Foreign policy towards Zimbabwe, which is broadly action for action, which is that really it is up to primarily the government of Zimbabwe to reach out, to re-engage, to reset relations with the international community, including the European Union and the U.S. government. In this regard, the government of Zimbabwe must consider all aspects that would lead to a normalization of relations on its part. And therefore, on my part, I think it is misplaced to try and seek action on the part of America only without looking at what Zimbabwe has to do on its own. And in fact, I would want to go further and say, for Zimbabwe, it should really not be about the international community exerting pressure by way of sanctions or other things for the country of Zimbabwe to respect its own fundamental values and principles that are reflected in our 2013 constitution, to respect the rights of citizens. This is precisely what the liberation war in the 60s and 70s was about in Zimbabwe. It was about independence, it was about freedom, it was about Zimbabweans as a nation being free to be what they can be, to flourish in their own country, and to be free from persecution and oppression. At the time in 1980, people were talking of a racist minority colonial regime. But now there is that kind of oppression which continues. So for international relations to be reset, Zimbabwe must embrace truly and in totality the true essence of the liberation struggle and the true essence of the values, the letter and spirit of our constitution.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga Gibbs.
Let's go back to Mr. Mohaye. I think we are trying to get hold of Mr. Tukamilinkomo, but we're not getting through. Now, let's go back to you, Mr. Mohaye. You know, Mr. Mavinga is talking about the essence of, you know, the liberation struggle. You know, and he's saying those tenets of the liberation struggle are not being followed. So unless and until that is done, nothing should be done towards Zimbabwe by the United States and its partners. What do you think about that?
Oh, well, I don't think anyone would argue with what my good colleague has mentioned. I think he has made quite good points, but I think it is ZANU-PF government that should and must re-look into the norms and values that underpin its own liberation and really ask hard questions. Why is the country, why are they faced with this kind of situation? Something terrible has happened within ZANU-PF itself. And therefore, that kind of renewal ought to start within ZANU-PF and the country and ensure that at the heart of it is the respect for human rights and development of Zimbabweans to avoid massive movement of people and really bring development, a wish that the AU, that President Mugabe is chairing, and SADC really are looking at. You have to have that infrastructure development, kickstart the agriculture sector, and ensure that you increase volume trade among African countries and stability. So there is absolutely no doubt. We need to separate two things, though. I think the major point that I was making is that we need to move away from the view that democracy or United States is doing Zimbabweans a favor. It has to just press sanctions and things will happen. Yes, United States is pro-democracy and no one will doubt that. But United States also has interest. I think that's my point. United States has interest. And after 5-10 years, it reevaluates its policy towards any country and change gear. So I'm not surprised that these hearings are not just about democracy. They are also about U.S. interest towards its own interest in Zimbabwe and how best to secure those interests. It has to engage the Zimbabwe government, and that is a great move, as well as continue engaging the civil society and opposition parties. And that's a normal thing that happens within international relations.
Thank you so much, Mr. Monyai. I think we now have our other reporter, Ntunga Milinkomo, at the Congress. Gibbs.
Yeah, Ntunga Milinkomo. Uyasizwa ecingweni baba Ntungameli Nkomo? Yeah, unjani kulapho eCongress? Akusitshele ngoba kula khona oko kwenziwayo namhlanje, ungathini? Ukhulumele phezulu kancane ba.
Hayi, kuhamba kuhle napha, bajoyina abantu beCongress lapha bamelele ubaba Mthimisi. Ngizodokotela Shane Mthimisi ongule oke wakhokhela ikhula sebethise Zimbabwe kumaviki amathathu edluleyo. Kubesabambelele ngokunye, kodwa ngicela umbiko wokubana kuyeza kathesi nje kumzuzwana embala elandelayo. Singabantu sibhalisa lapha, bakhona abantu abaningi abavela eZimbabwe, ngibone izifana amandla ze-embasi.
Kwezi ilizwi kancane babangoma, asikuzwa kuhle. Kwezi ilizwi kancane,
kuhle ukuthi i-connection idube, kodwa ilizwi lami liphezulu kakhulu.
Sesikuzwa kakhulu. Ye,
bakhona abantu abaningi lapha abavela eZimbabwe. Ukhona uBen Free, umlimi ongumunye wabazakhuluma. Bakhona abavela e-embasi, bakhona nabantu izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezinamalunga azimeleyo ezimelele ukuzwa ukuthi ubudlelwano phakathi kwemelika sokungahambanisaniki ngaphezu. Kodwa abantu abaningi kabakhanikelanga ukubana kube nemikhulu.
Ye, kodwa nxa usizwa amahemhem khonapho bathi kungakuqulwani ngokuzwa kwakho?
Masikhuluma le ngcwele njuri, sikhuluma nabantu abalapha. Of course kabana esingathi i-official narrative, kodwa bathi kababona ukubana kungaba le nguquko, ngoba eHarare akukabi le nguquko ekhona njengokutsho kukasibise vela eZimbabwe. Uzakhumbula ukubana uke wakhuluma noblessing Zulu kumala nambala asanda kwehlula. Wathi esikubonileyo sisiHarare ngale akuthabisi, sikakhulu uma sikhangela kwezombuso azikhangela kwindaba zamalungelo oluntu. Ngalokho kulutshwana esingathi okupositive abantu abalapha bakukhangela.
Ye, ngicela ukugcizelela ngesilungu nje khonokho nje kancane, 1 minute, usitshele nje ngesilungu ukuthi kungani kuya kungaphumani khonapho.
People here are not very optimistic about any positive outcome in terms of Washington shifting its bilateral relations with Zimbabwe, because, as you know, Dr. Sharon Smith had an interview with President Zulu, our former President Zulu, a couple of days ago when he came back from his trip in Zimbabwe. And basically, his message was that, you know, Zimbabwe has not moved positively in terms of human rights, in terms of restoring the rule of law. So really, there is much positivity that people here are expecting from this congressional hearing.
Thank you very much, Ntungameli Nkomo. We hope to get back to you as soon as possible. Otherwise, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Of course, just to correct him there, the interview was with Dr. Sharon Smith. She.
Yes.
Yes, after a visit to Zimbabwe. But let me come to you, Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, Mr. Monyae raised an interesting point about the embargo on Cuba that was passed in 1960, that has been lifted. So he's saying, can we not use the same model when it comes to Zimbabwe? I don't think much has actually changed in Cuba.
Well, I think it is not quite
within all, you know, force to compare Zimbabwe to the case of Cuba. But having said that, yes, that could be a template, but if you look at the number of years that it took for the relationship with Cuba to be reset, and if we are to take the same template of Cuba, you know, there has been some kind of power transfer and regime change that was now focusing on reforms that have been taking place under the leadership of Fidel Castro's brother. For Zimbabwe as well, there is need for this kind of reform and renewal, as my colleague has said, within ZANU-PF, which looks at, seriously looks at the issue of President Mugabe's succession, because it has the potential to torpedo the country into chaos and anarchy, especially if you look at the way in which there have been these fights within ZANU-PF and factionalism and expulsions, and even as we speak, that has not been resolved. And the involvement of the security forces, who have a long history in Zimbabwe of being highly partisan and extremely politicized in favor of ZANU-PF, that is a recipe for disaster, where you have unclear succession plans and policies and a highly partisan leadership of the security forces. And this is what the international community is looking at. And, you know, people are saying, and people like you and myself in the diaspora, people have voted with their feet, they have left Zimbabwe. And if you are to ask them today, have there been reforms sufficient to motivate you to return to Zimbabwe? Many would still say no. Even those that are suffering under xenophobic waves of violence in South Africa, they are still not prepared to be repatriated back to Zimbabwe. Why? Because Zimbabwe has not taken steps forward to demonstrate reform, to demonstrate human rights respect. And now you have people like the Vice President, Emmerson Mnangagwa, saying that we will not reform or we will not have electoral reform if the MDC so wishes. They will continue to boycott and demand reforms, but we will continue to rule. So there hasn't been that kind of shift. If you like, you could say the ZANU-PF leopard has not changed its spots. And therefore, to expect, you know, the international community to change, you know, the dance when ZANU-PF has not changed the music is quite difficult. This is why you would say that perhaps the EU and others have been too optimistic about the hope that the ZANU-PF leopard is about to change its spots when there is no such thing on the ground. Activists like Itai Zamara today are still missing under unclear circumstances, and the police, in a very partisan and brazenly political way, is not taking action. You have electoral violence in Urumwe West. Temba Mlifo was just today released from custody on spurious politically motivated charges. This shows that, you know, ZANU-PF has not changed its ways. So to expect that the discussion today in the U.S. would have any other outcome than that which we already know that hasn't been changed to justify or to motivate, you know, a shift on the part of the U.S. policy would be to be politically naive.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold, Mr. Mavinga, regaitorium terere ndio kutanga, mkoma Andrew Magadi.
Tiri
aiwa tiri poti peo fungwa zenyu mkoma Andrew moti gaga.
Dinoyoso kuti very nani kuti tino wirirana ne United States ne Zimbabwe.
Alright, mkoma Andrew, rambai makabata, tiri kudzoka kwa muri timbotora ka break mchan. Mr. Mavinga and Mr. Monyae, please do stay on the line. We'll be back in a bit. For our radio listeners, we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.